this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Do you know that hydration can really affect your sex drive and even your erection? Well, stay tuned to find out. Now, hydration means water intake on a daily basis can have a significant influence on your sex life, especially your libido or your sex drive, your erection, and overall satisfaction in your sex life. For both men and women. Now, let's start with why. Why did this happen? Because an adequate amount of water supports hormone production, meaning testosterone. Testosterone needs water in order to be made in the body. And testosterone is crucial for the male libido and sex function. And water is essential for blood flow. It is essential for maintaining blood volume and proper circulation. Dehydration reduces blood volume and can cause blood vessels to constrict or get smaller, impairing blood flow to the genitals and also making it difficult to achieve and maintain erection, especially in men and also even arousal in women. Now, hydration or water is vital for natural lubrication because dehydration can lead to dryness in women, and dehydration can lead to less semen volume in men. And also, dehydration or less water can contribute to your mood and energy level, causing you to feel tired, irritable, causing you to have headaches, and even a depressed mood, all which can really make sexual desire and less receptive to even a sexual activity. So the libido and sexual performance is important because it's related to hormones, and then less water also contributes to less energy and also impair blood flow. We know that if you have decreased blood flow, that's going to affect your erection. So recommendation is stay consistently hydrated. Okay, modern man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. How much water should you take? So I'm going to give you some practical guidelines here. How much water should you take that is adequate? Well, they say whatever your weight is, half of it in ounces. Let's say you're a 180-pound man. Half of 180 is 90. You should drink 90 ounces of water a day. Typically, the recommendation is 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. But I'm thinking like, well, how much is a glass? Like small glass, a wine glass, or 20-ounce glass? So I typically just say about half of your body weight in ounces. And typically, like what I have right here, this cup is 20 ounces. If you're a 180-pound man, you need 90 ounces, and you need to drink about at least 4 of this a day. So it's good to get like water bottle that has some predictable volume that you know, so that way you're going to say to yourself, well, I need to drink 4 of this a day. One of my patients did this, and he bought like 4 of this, and he put it on the counter, and then he count how many he drank in a day. And if he needs to drink 4 or 5, then he just go through it throughout the day. You will notice that when you have adequate hydration, you have better energy, you sleep better, your mood is actually feel better. And of course, you will go to the bathroom more, and your urine color typically should be lighter than a yellowish color. They would say probably a little lighter than lemonade color. Know that low dehydration can also cause dizziness and lightheadedness as well too, and even lack of concentration, because sometimes you may feel a little tired in a day and you may blame it on fatigue, and then you drink some coffee, where maybe you should start drinking some water first before you drink that coffee. I'm guilty of that. I should be drinking more water. If I'm busy during the day, I may not have adequate water intake. First thing I do is, when I feel tired, is I grab my water bottle and drink the whole thing, probably half of it pretty quickly. Just so that you know that water can really contribute to your sex drive, your sexual function, and just overall mood and everyday feeling. So think about drinking adequate water, about half of your body weight in ounces. Especially, just note, if you're exercising, you probably need to increase your water intake by about 20%. And now with the weather getting warmer, you may want to increase your water intake by 20% as well. The hotter it is, the more water you need to take. And know also that alcohol and caffeine, like coffee, it's a diuretic. It means that it increases how many times you go to the bathroom, the volume you go to the bathroom. So when you're drinking alcohol or drinking coffee, make sure that you also increase your water intake. So things to think about as the weather changes and as you're going to the weekend with increasing alcohol intake. And if you're taking caffeine, how much is more than caffeine, more than 3 cups of coffee a day. Okay. So I hope you find this valuable. Let me know what you think. It will mean the world to me if you get notified and subscribe to the channel and share this with somebody that you think may benefit from this. And just know that you do not have to suffer with ED alone. There are alternatives to ED. You can check out our Modern Man Club, where it's a safe and discreet space, where I coach you along with a community of men to get out of ED and to gain sexual confidence again. You can check that out at noedman.com. And also, if you need help and you need to find the right doctor that can get you on the road back again and to restore function fairly quickly, you can schedule a phone call with my team, and you can do that at the link down below here, where we will work together on getting you to the sexual life that you want and deserve. Just know that you do not have to suffer in silence, that they're all alternative, and that you are the modern man and you are worth it. And we'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.